I declare the meeting open at 4:02 P.M. Council acknowledges the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to their elders, past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped Coleridge and area into the thriving community we enjoy today. Councillors, staff, and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is recorded for future publication. To attendance, apologies, leave of absence. I'd like to welcome, sorry, welcome Mr. Gannaway, member of Mudflap, to our meeting today. Declarations of interest. I have one. Ah, was there any leave of absence? Declarations of interest. I have one declaration of interest from Councillor Dyer. Public question time. Mr. Gannaway?
No questions.
Thank you. Memorials. The Shire have been notified that Stuart Lockyer has passed away since the last council meeting. Any other memorials? There are no petitions, deputation, presentations, or submissions. Seven, confirmation of minutes. 7.1, previous council meeting. 7.11, ordinary council meeting. Can I have somebody to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Talbot. Seconder, Councillor Leach. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Leach. Any other councillors comment? Can I have a show of hands that this be confirmed as a true and correct record? 7-0.
Can I just have that?
7.2. Committee meetings. 7.2.1. Local Emergency Management Committee meetings. Of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on Monday the 10th of August 2026, attachment 7.2. Can I have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Dickinson. Seconder, Councillor Dyer. Councillor Dickinson, any comments? Councillor Dyer?
No comment.
Any other councillors? All in favor of receiving, please. Carried 7. Matters requiring a council decision. 8.1, corporate and community services. 8.1.1, accounts for payment. The officer's recommendation that council receives the list of payments paid during the month of July 2026 as per attached schedule of payments and as summarized below. Total of all accounts is 745,252.52 dollars. Can I have somebody move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Leach. Seconder, Councillor Hickey. Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey.
No comment.
Any other councillors? Right. All in favor of receiving the list of accounts. 7-0. Carried. 8.1.2, monthly financial report. I will pass this to Ms. Henry to comment, please.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
the financial, well, this does, which I remain in a sound financial position. The main variances are just due to timing differences, just earlier in the financial year, because we set the budget, so we didn't spend much, that later in July. No capital works plan have started just yet due to the budget only being set. Rates have been levied and are due in August. There's no ongoing concerns in regards to receivables or our cash flow. And just for councillors to note that the 25-26 annual savings financial statements are still being prepared, so some of the carried forward figures are still being determined. That's it, really. Thank you.
Has someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Smith, seconder. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Smith. Councillor Talbot. Any other councillors? Show of hands who support the officer's recommendation. Seven. Governance and compliance. 8.2.1 Review of the Shire of Corrigan local laws. I have been reading through these, and some things I have learnt. I think it's a document that we only go to when we have an issue. We're not expected to know it off by heart, but there were some interesting things. I have the officer's recommendation that the council, in accordance with section 3.16 of the Local Government Act 1995, undertake a review of the following local laws. The Pest Plans Local Law 1982, Trading in Public Places Local Law, Standing Orders Local Law, Fencing Local Law, Health Local Law, Animals Environment and Use Nuisance Local Law, Dog Local Law, Bush Fire Brigade Local Law. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hickey. Seconder, Councillor Leach. Councillor Hickey.
Yes, I'm happy to move the recommendation as was details updated and reviewed at certain times, so it's job done.
Okay. Councillor Leach. Any other councillors wish to make comment? For the officer's recommendation? 7-0. 8.2.2 Walga AGM voting delegates. The council is asked to confirm voting delegates for the WA Local Government Association annual general meeting to be held on the 17th September 2026 at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. The officer's recommendation. The council appoints Councillor Jacobs and Councillor Leach as the Shire of Corrigan voting delegates and Councillor Durder as proxy voting delegates for the 2026 annual general meeting. Authorise the appointed voting delegates and proxies to exercise the Shire of Corrigan's voting entitlements at the 2026 Walga annual general meeting as they consider to be in the best interest of the Corrigan Shire. To have any other delegates who would be happy to act as a proxy who are attending the conference? Councillor Talbot? Councillor Dickinson? You attend? attending the conference.
Yep.
Thank you. Right, can I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Hickey, seconder. Councillor Smith. All in favour of the officer's recommendation? Carried 7-10. 8.2.3, business assistance grants.
Yeah, I just need to declare impartiality addressing this item. There's one of the quotes for one of the works is from a relationship line that I can consider that a impartial.
Thank you. Right, council is requested to consider two applications received under the 2026-2027 business assistance grant. We have two applicants. The applicants, Leary Group Proprietary Limited, trading as Rejuvenate Origin, and applicant two, the Mallee Tree Cafe and Gallery, trading as Mallee Tree Cafe. As you can see, the projects include the Rejuvenation Origin is the shopfront improvement, and they have got their what they intend doing, and the Mallee Tree is the veranda repairs. Comments, as you can see, eligibility and assessment criteria and summary, the two applicants have met the requirements. Both projects are considered with the objectives of the program, as they will improve the presentation, functionality and amenity of the streetscape. Accordingly, both approval of both applications is recommended. Someone move the officer's recommendations, please. Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Leach, do you wish to comment?
As council, we introduced this grant program for local businesses to support local businesses because the businesses in our town support a lot of the community organisations. Also, when we did community consultation, it was important to the community to be always improving the look of the main street and the town. So, yeah, it's great to see two people have applied. We look forward to seeing their shop fronts rejuvenated. And, yeah, we hope there's many more people in the community that follow suit and fill out the application.
Thank you, Councillor Hickey.
Yeah, just happy to support the applications going through. It's good to see that they have the opportunity to do it. It's a great project. It's good to see the results.
Thank you. Any other questions? Favour the officer's recommendation. 8.2.4, local emergency management recommendation. Council is requested to consider a recommendation from the Local Emergency Management Committee to apply for funding through the 2027 to 2029 Regional Airport Development Scheme for animal exclusion fencing and gate at the Corrigan Airport. Right, I have a officer's or a committee and officer's recommendation. The council authorised the Shire of Corrigan to consider applying to the 2027-29 Regional Airports Development Scheme funding round for animal exclusion fencing and gate to improve the airport safety for RFDS pilots and reduce the need for runway inspections prior to landing. Could someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dickens. Seconder. Councillor Talbot. Councillor Dickinson, just to comment.
As a volunteer, I have actually been one of those pretty people that have done the airstrip inspection before the RAPS comes in. And I think that, yes, anything to minimise that danger is positive.
Councillor Talbot.
Agree with Councillor Dickinson. I think if we can get funding for it, it's a great issue.
Yes, Mr. Comment. To vote on the committee and officers' recommendation, all in favour? 7 in carriage. Point 5, Community Emergency Services Manager. The Memorandum of Understanding. Council is asked to endorse the revised Memorandum of Understanding for a Community Emergency Services Manager, the CESA, service shared with Shires Burton and Kinchley. Move the officer's recommendation. Councillor Vicky, seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Vicky.
I'm very happy to see it says being organised to cover 3 shires. It's been a little bit of discussion between them. But they're important people in the emergency base, especially in the fire, as we've seen in the north. So certainly strength for us in that minute.
Thank you, Councillor Smith.
Yes, same as Councillor Hickey. But yeah, just as a volunteer with the Bushfire Brigade, their role is very important, just ticking and flicking a lot of the stuff that, you know, volunteers probably not interested in or want to do. They just help everyone toe the line and keep us in line, especially with our training. So they get a very good response.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to? Voting on the officer's recommendation. In favour? Carried. 7-0. Point 2.6. Bushfire Risk Management Plan Update 2026. Council is asked to endorse the updated draft Shire of Porridge and Bushfire Risk Management Plan, which has been reviewed in accordance with the 2-year Bushfire Risk Management Plan review process at the BRM plant. General updates November 2025. This is meant to, as written. Officer's recommendation that Council endorse the Shire of Porridge and Bushfire Management Plan 2026 completed in accordance with the Department of Fire Emergency Services 2-year Bushfire Risk Management Plan review process and the Bushfire Management Plan's general update November 25 as provided in attachment 8.2.6.3. Could I have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Smith, the seconder. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Smith. Councillor Dyer. Put the officer's recommendation to a vote. All in favour? 7-0. Right. Can I have someone move that the Council close the meeting to the public to deal with the tendered price in the confidential tender evaluation report under section 5.23(4)(c) of the Local Government Act 1995. Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Talbot, all in favour? One against? 7-0. your information, Mr. Galloway. The motion, the officer's recommendation for 8.3.1 was carried. The Chief Executive Officer's report was provided to Council during discussion time. Comment. Okay, Kent, President's report. So the last thing, I had a Courage and District High School engagement. I met with school leaders and councillors at the Courage and District High School to discuss my role as Shire President and the broader role of local government within the community. Topics covered included community events, upcoming youth plan, future use of the tennis court space. The students provided positive feedback, particularly regarding the plans for the tennis court area. Conducted a citizenship ceremony last Monday for Michael Stock. Michael is a resident of Corrigan who is currently working with the wind farm, with one of the wind farm operators between Narragin and Williams. So it was an interesting conversation with him to what's happening in that space. Okay. We had our local emergency committee meeting where we discussed the grant application for fencing at Lear Street. Also talked about the evacuation centre being the Courage and Rec Centre, and they are happy to support us in any funding applications for a generator. So I think that is perhaps the one thing we're lacking up there, if the centre needed to be used as an evacuation centre. We had an Edna Stevenson meeting. We're not going in a, we're going in sideways direction at the moment there. Work is progressing on the development, not on the updating, not updating, progress on the reading of the trust deed, trying to get some clarifications in what direction we need to be heading in that. Then we had the Cool and Zone meeting recently. We did a strategic priorities workshop with Caroline Robertson from 150 Square, and these were my key takeaways from the workshop. One, achievable projects ensure our advocacy is clear, concise and supported by strong evidence demonstrating the need issue. Strategic alignment, think creatively when engaging with state and federal governments, ensuring we align with their policy directions. Collaboration, strengthen our partnerships across the sector. Positive representation, avoid drawing negative attention to local governments. Maintain a positive narrative. Think carefully, hears more, that he will continue with that. And career pathway, promote pathways and opportunities within the local government. And then we had the Zone meeting, which the key issues were, it was about the wandering livestock policy, is significantly outdated and requires reviewing. Rate exemptions, government land purchases are tax exempt, resulting in financial impacts to councils. Some Shires are losing up to 3% of their rate base due to these exemptions happening. Volunteers in fire incidents, the issues raised, distinction between registered and unregistered volunteers, insurance and claim processes. We're hoping that local government insurance will attend the next Zone meeting to provide clarity on insurance coverage and procedures. There's that regional migration settings. They'd like a review taken regarding workforce and visa placement settings. Towns in our zone are either classified as outer regional or remote with different rules. Question remains about how the classifications are determined. We, as Corrigan, are remote, so we get all the privileges of having the backpackers, etc., whereas Quirity outer region. And I just wanted clarity. So within our zone, there was some out of regional and some remote. And I sort of want to know why the difference, because it's remote means we can do a lot more with the thesis, et cetera, whereas some of these other towns are having problems. And then an H5 bird update. There's only been 10 cases cited in WA, and they were all involving migratory birds stage. Guest speakers at Zion. Shires are encouraged to prepare questions or notice for guest speakers, as these representatives often have the direct access to state government decision makers. Upcoming speakers for the November meeting include Western Power and the Lumen Wheatbelt Regional Hub. So we can think ahead if we've got questions on that we can take to Zion to really get used to that. That's basically my report. Councillors, 11 councillors' questions, reports, and information. Councillor Hickey.
Just kind of noting, Karen, Christmas comments. So, I opened up the email yesterday, going through it, with President Harrington and Vice President W. And they had a discussion at the workshop about keeping all the information from Zion in picture and having a meeting basically. So anyway, Andy had put one together, which is sort of from one plus email back to both and said this should focus on the rest of what I understand, but let's find out what the targets we can make or what the targets are. Not only our own councillors, our own areas, our own zone, but it's also the possibility of heading into other zones and that other zones can pick up on the details as well as that. So I'll just read what she says through, which is actually before as well. A draft media release, 15 local governments attended the workshop to identify the regional priorities. Representatives of 15 local governments on the Walker Central Zone came together with approval on Friday for the importance and strength of regional influence and identify the issues that matter most to communities across the region. The meeting commenced with a two-hour strategic planning workshop facilitated by Caroline Robinson from 150 Square, providing members with the opportunity to look beyond the individual shires and consider what the zone can achieve collectively. The workshop identified the key priorities of the central zone of raising profile with wheatbelt local governments and positive engagement with state government, identifying collaborative regional projects, identifying long-term areas of regional action, including essential service housing sustainability, a stronger and more collective zone through active members' participation, board planning, and a clearer regional identity. The Chair said the workshop was an important opportunity to focus on the collective voice for the region. The Central Zone provided an effective way for the state government to work with multiple local governments and communities at once. Each shire brings its own perspective and priorities, but collectively 15 local governments have a much stronger voice and greater opportunity to influence outcomes for the whole region. The Zone also heard agency updates as well, like industry regulations. So, Wheatbelt Development Commission and Main Roads WA, as well as presentation on Jackie Jarvis, MLC, Minister Bird, of course, and third was update on the H5 for President Jacobs did. A number of different motions were passed. And our next meeting is held in November at the Shire of Black Grace, and just details. So it's a great initiative for people. I've just nominated Fabian as being media liaison officer for the zone, so she's doing a good job on top of everything else. So it's just their way. They have taken it on board with an initiative to actually get the information back out people go to Zion, pick it up. As Lee said, we were talking before the meeting started, the difference between having all the information at the executive meeting 10 days before, you have 10 days or 2 weeks to actually go through the information before the meeting. People walk in with an agenda of meeting, they're 2 weeks behind what the executive have already discussed and where they're going. That's the information. This way, it's trying to bring, and it's a point that was made, talked about, it's bringing the awareness of people into the zone. If you go into the meetings, have that interest in what's going on, where it's going. So that was a good initiative by Andy and Lee. I think Andy's pushing it, but it's good to see some. And another comment came out was, we had many new delegates, first time in the group, and the Dream Board across the board, around the tables, was excellent. Some of them was the very first time meeting they went to, so it was a good outcome. That's the one young group, not only young group, but a newer group coming in. So I feel there's been a change in the game. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other councillors got reports?
Yes, Group 4 had our road tourism meeting last week in Corrigan. Yeah, very good turnout to it. Not a lot discussed. Main one was increasing funding to the Beverley Resource Centre through the executive officer. Nothing's been sort of changed. They've asked for was $500 increase, and then CPI every year after that, as Beverley Resource Centre is running at a loss. Cover that. Yeah, I think there's been a letter sent to Nat about that, asking for that, so we'll vote on that. And the main thing here was the wildflower campaign coming up. I think they've made a decision on the video touring holiday thing. I think about $6,000 was the award. It was one of the lower ones, but it was a bit, actually gave us a lot more and more of a local sort of feel. Then we had a bit of a presentation from a ex-Pingaring resident of how to get Pingaring on the map, which is quite interesting to realise that Pingaring is actually, school is on one shore, shop is on another shore, in between Lake Grace and Coolman. So it's, yeah, it was quite interesting, both shores of playing off with each other how they promote Pingaring. But it was sort of raised, you know, every shore has got a Pingaring in their shore that they wanted to promote, and it was probably sort of said that it's up to your shires to push, you know, like we do Gorge Rock, Babican. Yeah, to get everything rebranded, put Pingaring on it, put Babican on everything else.
Babican, they are part of the road.
So, Blaring and Benring. But it's sort of, yeah, it was interesting, yeah, to see, just their take on it. But, yeah, another good, successful meeting. And hopefully we encourage more tourism into the area.
Thank you, Councillor Snee. Any other councillors?
Just from that training that we did for the ARIC training, obviously we had a fair bit of good stuff come out of it in regards to, like the governance side of things, but also to be leaning on the ARIC more than potentially we are, or some people do, and also to, you know, potentially look into the improvement side of ARIC, so not just the audit and risk sort of thing, but the improvements, you know, what we could do to sort of improve various things within the local government, which I think would be handy for us to be looking into, and then internal reviews and stuff like that that come out of the ARIC. Aren't always necessarily a bad thing. It's good to be picking up on things, you know, and trends prior to actually becoming a significant problem. You can sort of catch things early on, or even if it's not necessarily anything's going wrong, but it's just where things can be improved and made better before there's ever even the start of an issue. So, yeah, that was good. I got a fair bit out of it, especially the sort of last half of them. Sort of got a lot more out of that. Yeah, that was good.
Thanks. Sorry about that. Any other? Yeah, we had good representation. We had four four councillors and Mrs. Fadden attend. So that was five. So that's a good attendance by Corrie. And we were informed, selected members, to ask lots of questions about have you, you know, this is a process you put in place, have you trialled it and what happened, and to ask questions about what's going on. It was a good day.
We have a congratulations too to Mrs. Henry for her congratulations to the Future Leaders Scholarship recipient. So yeah, congratulations. I see that was at the top.
Well done. Councillor Leach. Okay, any other notes? Yeah, thanks for all that input. Number 12, urgent business approved by President or decided by Council, there's Neil. Information bulletin. I do have a letter from Dorinda Cox, the Senator for Western Australia, just informing us that the 2026-27 funding round for the Active Transport Fund is now open, the ATF. And I encourage Shara Corrigan to consider eligible projects and apply where the opportunities to improve safety, connectivity and accessibility in your community. So applications closed. Oh, the first round is already delivering regional WA and O'Connor. Fund is supporting the replacement of Boddington's 50-year-old footpath with a new dual-use asphalt path, while in Nana, two new shared pathways will improve safety and connection across the Bass Highway. So she's just encouraging us to participate, which I guess staff are on top of already. Thank you. Then there was an article in the Farm Weekly regarding the housing project that we missed out on, just giving us a bit of an insight of why we're doing it and what we're after, and we'll just keep going. Rebecca Shire, Narrabeen Shire Executive Officer, Rebecca McCall, spoke about that. She's the leader in that key worker housing project. So we've put ourselves out there. And there's the regional road group report from Walga. And then from the Royal Agriculture Society of WA, which was an interesting letter, which I unfortunately forgot about being encouraged. I will speak to Linton Batt regarding it, because I believe it was very successful. Just a letter on behalf of the Royal Ag Society of WA. I'd like to sincerely thank Shire Corrigan for allowing us to host the Pig Handlers and Youth Education Day at the Corrigan Showgrounds. The showgrounds provided an excellent setting for the event and enabled young people to gain valuable hands-on experience, learn from the industry representatives and develop a greater understanding of the ag sector. We greatly appreciate Shire's support and assistance in making the facilities available to us. Your contribution helped create a welcoming and practical environment for participants, volunteers, presenters and event organisers. Events such as this play an important role in creating opportunities for young people to engage with agriculture and build their skills of confidence. We are grateful to the Shire Corrigan for helping us deliver this valuable regional program. Just thank you again from Christina Dwyer. And so I thought that was really, yeah, I've heard positive, but as I said, I will speak to him too.
It did seem though that this local school didn't know about it, the Ag Society, local Ag Society didn't know about it, and we kind of only just had that, didn't ask him for permission. So yes, maybe they needed to promote it locally, so talk to more of the locals, because I think people forgot, or didn't realise it was on.
Yeah. Communication, perhaps communication with the with some of the organisations that we improved. I will speak with Linton regarding that. Suggest those couple of things. Okay. I think that's all. The Walga and Central Zone motions. Well, I've got time to think about particularly Central Zone. It's not till November, early November. And we'll go through those. We'll make sure we can get a copy of the Walga and generate. I'll even for the people that are not attending the conference, you can still have your input in while we discuss these at our next meeting. Our next ordinary meeting is on the 15th of September at 4 p.m. And I will close the meeting at 4:45 p.m. Thank you all for your attendance and input. Thanks, Mr. Galloway.